Jump on board, take a ride. Written by Chelly and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Ted Lasso. Relationship, Keely Jones and Rebecca Welton. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. All right, Keely whispers. Follow me. This is a terrible idea, Rebecca sing-songs, but she stays tight on Keely's heels as they inch through the shadowy halls of the bank. This is a fantastic idea. Keely has a beer glass in one hand and a bottle of Dom in the other. We're going to be rich, Rebecca.
I am rich.
We're going to be both rich. A security camera turns their way. Keely slips off a high heel and wings it straight at the thing, nailing it. The little red light winks out. Keely throws up her arms in silent celebration. They sacrifice the rest of their shoes between there and the vault, but then it's just them and the hunk of steel, and all the money.
Now what? Rebecca asks.
Keely goes down on her knees in front of the vault.
Shh, she says. Take this.
She hands Rebecca the champagne. Then she flips the glass around and puts it between her ear and the door of the vault. Rebecca makes an incredulous noise and drinks from the bottle.
1, 23, 6, there, Keely says,
and the vault door clicks open.
You have got to be kidding me, Rebecca says.
Keely swings the door open.
And then we take the money and make a run for it, Keely said,
swinging the beer glass, currently filled with champagne because why the fuck not, in her hand as she leaned farther across the table. She flexed one foot around as it tried to cramp up, and one of her shoes slipped off her toes and hit the floor. She ignored it.
Sounds good, right?
No flaws at all, Rebecca said.
Full marks.
She tapped her champagne flute against the beer glass. Keely was in the middle of another sip when another idea came to her. She waved her free hand wildly as she swallowed. Rebecca merely lifted an eyebrow. What a woman.
You know what would make it perfect? Keely demanded. We go back to the gala, find a glass with Rupert's fingerprints on it, and leave the glass at the scene. Boom! Frame the wanker!
Rebecca laughed sharp and short.
I do very much like the way you think, Keely.
Thank you, Keely said. I make good plans. More people should appreciate my plans.
Rebecca clinked their glasses together.
Agreed.
She drained her glass and gestured to a waitress.
You don't want to get Jamie's fingerprints, too.
Keely thought about it while glasses were being refilled.
Nah, I don't think so, she said after the waitress left. He has a lot of growing up to do, but I don't think he's going to turn out like fucking Rupert.
She considered.
Probably.
Let us pray not, Rebecca said,
although she wasn't as tense when she said it as she would have been earlier in the evening. Evening, hell, it was fully night here. The pedicab driver had been only too happy to take them to a 24-hour bar, and they'd been keeping the waitstaff there happy for a while.
Are you okay to go home?
Keely asked. Rebecca laughed.
I can call my driver. Nothing to worry about. Although, another of those lovely pedicabs...
No, I mean...
Keely gestured with her beer glass at the bar. At London. At the world. At whatever was coming at them next.
Are you okay, Rebecca?
My dear friend.
Rebecca reached out a hand, and Keely grabbed it tightly.
In the larger scheme of things, am I all right?
Probably not.
For right now, in this place, with this friend, I am as okay as I could possibly be.
Keely beamed at her.
Plus, Rebecca said as they made their way outside, I have my criminal career to fall back on now, and you should never be without a backup plan, Keely.
Ready when you are, Keely said.
The end.